The Group by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Although not compulsory, it was made clear to me that I was expected to attend the group. I could find no good excuse to avoid going to the first meeting. As it turned out, it might have been worse. Mia brought along a fine array of supermarket-bought cakes and made cups of tea. You could just sit there and feed your face if you wanted to. There were 10 of us, and I knew most of the attendees from previous courses or hospital admissions. The group was something of a flagship for the Mental Health Care Trust and had already featured on their leaflets and website as a successful exercise in inclusion for those of us in recovery and living in the community. The group was very much Mia's baby. After just over a year of meetings and memos, promises and foot-dragging, she had finally extracted the funding from some trust budget or other. "The whole outreach team has worked hard for this," she said. Mia herself had earned a lot of brownie points, and I was afraid that she would be promoted beyond our parochial circle.